Good morning, everyone. My name is Rachel, and this is the City Church Daily for Monday, March 8th. What we set our minds to is a key to our lives. And today is all about setting our minds upon God as the source of all renewal, the source of all restoration. When we can set our mind and our attention on the one true God, on His nature and His character, when we can fully lean into the fullness of who He is, and in turn what we have access to because of His fullness, we can begin to understand what Dallas Willard calls the life without lack. Today I want to read an excerpt from Dallas Willard and his book, Life Without Lack. It's a reading of Psalm 23, with commentary on each line, highlighting the beauty of our provider, our shepherd. Before we read, let's set our minds on God. Clear our minds for just a moment of the list of to-dos for today and place our gaze upon Him. Holy Spirit, give us a picture in our mind's eye of God as provider today. Expose any incomplete or inaccurate pictures that we hold of our God that cause us to hold back our trust in Him. The Lord is my shepherd. In other words, I'm in the care of someone else. I'm not the one in charge. I've taken my kingdom and surrendered it to the kingdom of God. I am living the with God life. The Lord is my shepherd, and what follows from that, I shall not want. That's the natural result. I shall not lack anything. He makes me lie down in green pastures. What kind of a sheep lies down in a green pasture? A sheep that has eaten its fill. If a sheep is in a green pasture and is not full, she will be eating, not lying down. He leads me beside the still waters. A sheep that is being led beside still water is a sheep that is not thirsty. Jesus said to the woman at the well, "Whoever drinks this water will thirst again, but whoever drinks the water that I shall give him will never thirst." He restores my soul. The broken depths of my soul are healed and reintegrated in a life in union with God, the eternal kind of life. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. The effect of the restoration of my soul is that I walk on paths of righteousness on His behalf as a natural expression of my renewed inner nature. As I walk these paths, my trust in the Shepherd runs so deep that I can declare, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil." A life without lack is one that carries no fear of evil. Our confidence in God soars above wants and fears. Would you like to have a life without fear? A life of soaring faith? It seems that Jesus was constantly saying to His friends, "Fear not, fear not." Imagine what that would be like. No fear of life, aging or death, disease or hunger. No fear of any person or creature. Not even the loss of all your possessions. You can live without fear even in the midst of a world dominated by fear. For you are with me. The complete sufficiency of the life without lack is based upon the presence of God and He is most clearly and fully present to us in Jesus Christ, Emmanuel, God with us. Your rod and staff, they comfort me. I know from experience that the rod and staff represent the shepherd's strength and protective care. In this safe place, where I have no fear, I am at liberty to enjoy the overwhelming generosity of my shepherd. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Since I love my enemies, as you instruct in Matthew 5, I would not feast upon a delicious meal in their presence and let them stand there hungry. The abundance of God's provision and safety in my life is so great, I would invite them to enjoy what God has prepared for me. You anoint my head with oil. Here you might think in terms of hot showers and warm, fluffy towels, things that make us feel clean, comfortable, and special, and how God makes that possible. He is not only interested in my having something wonderful to eat, but also blessing me with a life that is full and free and powerful in Him. So much so that the abundance of God's provision rings out from the psalmist's pen, "My cup is full." Is that what it says? No, my cup runs over. I have more than my cup will hold. So much that I can be as generous as my shepherd without fear of ever running out. So much so that I am convinced, surely your goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. This is a description of the eternal life available to us now in the kingdom of the heavens. The abundant with God life that comes from following the shepherd, where we dwell and abide with God in the fullness of His life, a life which all the promises of Christ's gospel are realized. Let's pray. Jesus, may we live like sheep today, fully trusting in the voice of our shepherd, fully confident that if we have you, that is really all we will ever need. May we exhale a sigh of relief today, knowing that we are not the one in charge. You are holding all things together, and we trust in your care and your leadership over our lives. In your name, amen.